In the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, Christos Anesti. Perfect love casts out fear, St. John tells us. How can we take that into our relationships? Perfect love casts out fear. Would you rather this community be one where people don't tell the truth and just get together because they're afraid? Or we get together out of love for Christ and one another, of course, the second one. And the same thing goes in our relationships everywhere. Sometimes it's hard to tell the truth, but when we can be loving, then we can be not afraid to be our authentic selves and be authentic believers. And today we heard something that was difficult to hear about the man who was born blind. His parents were mentioned in the gospel, and this man who was born blind was given eyes. And people were trying to find every excuse to say that this didn't happen. It's a different person. They didn't believe him when he said the man called Jesus put clay on my eyes. So they consulted with his parents. And it says that they were afraid of their community, that they would be put out of the temple, not having access not only to their spiritual community, but also in their social community. They were afraid. And so instead of confessing Christ, instead of being thankful that their son was healed, they said that, ask him. So they were afraid of getting kicked out of the temple, but they put him in a position where it was okay if he got kicked out. So on various levels, these parents failed, and I thought, what timing that this lands on Mother's Day to talk about this very bad example. But the blind man gives us a good inspiration, because he had his heart ready to see God. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. The Lord said that. And while others were finding all kinds of excuses to say that Christ didn't do this, as the story progresses, he gets progressively more and more insistent until they put him out of the temple. But here's where we have assurance that no matter how fearful we may be about public opinion, God is always there. And then in a few days, when we celebrate the Ascension, we will be saying in the hymns, talking about God, I am with you and there is none against you. That if we have God with us, what's the worst someone can do to us? And so the man was put out of the temple because he said, if this man were not from God, He could do nothing. And after he was put out of the temple, Christ came and found him. So God didn't leave him alone, even when the public disapproved of his faith. So we can be strengthened knowing that God has never left us alone, and that although the parents in the gospel did not give us a good example, we also have our Most Holy Lady who gave the opposite example, having stood with her son at the cross despite the risk of being closely associated with him. And the love that comes because God does things that are awesome. And he shows us that eternal life is for all of us. And that nothing that, no harm that any other person can do to us can take us away from the love of God. We always have that security. That God's love doesn't stop. And that when we put Christ first, he will bless all of our relationships. May he give us strength and love and faith so that we can be together in this community out of love, and so that any differences that we may come across in any one of our relationships will be also guided by love and truth. May we give glory to Christ together with the Father and the all holy and good and life-creating Spirit, now and forever and unto the ages of ages. Amen. Christ is risen.
Truly he is risen.